Welcome to First Presbyterian Church, and happy Mother's Day to all the mothers. Announcements this morning. First of all, we want to welcome Rebecca Blackwell with us this morning. She will be our minister, and I just want to say a word. You've got some things in the bulletin about her bio, but she was the most wonderful encourager and back of the scenes person while we were going through our great unpleasantness. And I just wanted to say a great big thank you again to Rebecca. She was the, what is the title?
Mission coordinator.
Mission coordinator, I'm sorry. And stated clerk, isn't that the other title? Yes, okay. So we welcome her with gusto this morning. Secondly, we welcome Adam Burnett, who is our guest musician today. Thank you, Adam, for being here. He's very talented and will lead us well in music. There are some other announcements. First of all, some ladies will be packing hygiene kits at Royal Oaks on Tuesday, and I think Jean is one of those persons, so if you would like to go do that, I think the ladies there are enjoying thoroughly having a project that they can do there that's a mission project, so your help would be appreciated. Secondly, on Wednesday, we are hosting the Chickamauga Church ladies. I don't know if you recall, but when we were first reformed several years ago, they invited us up to their church in Chickamauga and were so welcoming to our ladies. And so this is a reciprocal event to thank them for how kind they were while we were going through our transition. You may come either to the guild meeting and the lunch, or if you are a working person and would just like to come to lunch, please do that, but we do need your reservation by tomorrow. Next, Camp AIM will be the first week in June, first 2 weeks in June, and I think Roger Rollins still needs some more volunteers. If you don't know what that is, it is a camp for children from just like 6 to 18 who have been abused. This is a two-week camp to get them oriented toward getting rid of that situation in their lives. It's been so successful, and we feed them both breakfast and lunch for those 10 days of the camp, and we would welcome your help on that. Even if you work, you could do the early morning shift because it begins at 6.
Sign up sheet in the commons.
Thank you. Did you hear that? The sign up sheet is in the commons if you would like to help. Some of it is just serving, some of it is you go somewhere and pick up the sausage biscuits, and some of it is really working in the kitchen. So you have some choices of things that you could do. Are there any other announcements? Anything else? We are a busy group for 1 week, aren't we? This is good. Now let's welcome each other. The peace of Christ be with you. Please stand for the call to worship. In the beginning, before time, before people, before the world began, God was here and now among us, beside us, enlisting the people of earth for the purposes of heaven. God is. In the future, when we have turned to dust and all we know has found its fulfillment, God will be here, not denying the world, but delighting in it, not condemning the world, but redeeming it through Jesus Christ by the power of the Holy Spirit. God was, God is, God will be. Let us pray. O God, we have come from our various homes, our many frames of mind and states of heart, to worship together this day. Here in the shelter of this gathering, we seek to bless you and to let you bless us. Open our hearts to sing your praises. Open our spirits to receive your word afresh. Open our lives to the newness you offer to us, in us and through us, for the mending of the universe and the glory of your name. Through Jesus the Christ we pray. Amen. You may be seated. The proof of God's amazing love is this. While we were sinners, Christ died for us. Because we have faith in him, we dare to approach God in confidence. In humility and in faith, let us confess our sins together, first in silence. And now together, Lord Christ, you have invited us to follow you in faith and confidence. We confess that oftentimes our test to that invitation is half-hearted. We fear the costs of discipleship. We are wearied from the journey and troubled by limits of our resources. You offer us comfort and strength, but we often fail to notice it. Forgive us our weaknesses, O Lord, and open our eyes to your provision and to the truth of your promises. Strengthen in us heart and in faith. Amen. Hear the good news. As far as the east is from the west, so far has God removed your sins from you. Friends, believe the good news of the gospel. In Jesus Christ, we are forgiven. Thanks be to God.
May I invite the children to come join me? Ooh. Good morning, how are you? Doing all right today? Yeah, good. Hi. So how many of you live in a house? Do you live in a house? Are there lots of rooms in your house? Yeah?
I have a bunch of my rooms.
You do? Wow. You got a room all to yourself? Ooh, wow. You know, Jesus said that he has gone to his Father's house to make a place for us, to get our room ready. Because in God's house, there are lots and lots and lots of rooms. More than all of our houses put together. There are lots of rooms, and Jesus is there getting them all ready for us. So when we die, we get to go live in God's house. Do you mean, what would it be like to live with God every day, do you think? To have breakfast with God and Jesus? To go out and play? Would that be kind of weird? It'd be kind of intimidating a little bit, wouldn't it? But you know what? We get to practice living with God right now. Because before you were born, God put a memory of him right deep in your heart before you were born. And Jesus is with us by the Holy Spirit. He gives us his spirit to help us remember that he's with us always. So God's already at your house. God's visiting you at your house right now, every day, all the time. God's with you when you sleep. God's with you when you wake up, and God's with you when you go to school. And at the end of time, after we live and die and have done everything we came here to do, we get to go live in God's big house. Isn't that cool? And Jesus is getting us ready. Let's pray.
Dear God,
thank you that you love us enough to be with us.
Thank you that you love us enough to be with us.
Help us to remember that you are with us all the time.
Help us to remember that you are with us all the time.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen. Shall we say our blessings to one another before you go to class? All right. Let's see. How does this go? We all say, God be with you there. And you say, God be with you here. Because God is with us everywhere.
As we prepare to hear God's word for us in Scripture, let us pray. Loving God, you have made us that we cannot live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from your mouth. Give us a hunger for your word, and in that food, satisfy our longing. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Our Scripture today is from Psalm 84. Listen for God's word. How lovely is your dwelling place, O Lord of hosts. My soul longs, indeed it faints, for the courts of the Lord. My heart and my flesh sing for joy to the living God. Even the sparrow finds a home, and the swallow a nest for herself, where she may lay her young. At your altars, O Lord of hosts, my King and my God, happy are those who live in your house, ever singing your praise, Selah. Happy are those whose strength is in you, in whose heart are the highways to Zion. As they go through the valley of Baca, they make it a place of springs. The early rain also covers it with pools. They go from strength to strength. The God of gods will be seen in Zion. O Lord God of hosts, hear my prayer. Give ear, O God of Jacob, Selah. Behold our shield, O God. Look on the face of your anointed, for a day in your courts is better than 1,000 elsewhere. I would rather be a doorkeeper in the house of my God than live in the tents of wickedness. For the Lord God is a sun and shield. He bestows favor and honor. No good does the Lord withhold from those who walk uprightly. O Lord of hosts, happy is everyone who trusts in you. This is the word of the Lord.
Thank you.
Good morning. Our second scripture comes from John's Gospel in chapter 14. And just by way of background, this is part of what is called the farewell discourse that takes up chapters 13 through 17 in John's Gospel. It's at the Last Supper, that's how John has said it, and Jesus is basically telling his disciples that he's about to leave, that he's about to die and leave them alone, but he's trying to encourage them and comfort them and give them some instructions about how to carry on after he's gone. Okay? So this is what he says in this part. Do not let your hearts be troubled. Believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house there are many dwelling places. If it were not so, would I have told you that I go to prepare a place for you? And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and will take you to myself, so that where I am, there you may be also. And you know the way to the place where I am going. Thomas said to him, Lord, we do not know where you are going. How can we know the way? Jesus said to him, I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. If you know me, you will know my Father also. From now on, you do know him and have seen him. Philip said to him, Lord, show us the Father and we will be satisfied. Jesus said back to him, Have I been with you all this time, Philip, and you still do not know me? Whoever has seen me has seen the Father. How can you say, show us the Father? Do you not believe that I am in the Father and the Father is in me? The words that I say to you, I do not speak on my own, but the Father who dwells in me does his works. Believe me that I am in the Father and the Father is in me. But if you do not, then believe me because of the works themselves. Very truly, I tell you, the one who believes in me will also do the works that I do, and in fact will do greater works than these, because I am going to the Father. I will do whatever you ask in my name, so that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If in my name you ask me for anything, I will do it. This is the word of the Lord. Let us pray. Oh God, we invite your Spirit to move between the words of Scripture, between the words of what I'm sharing and within our hearts, so that we may each hear your word to us this day. In Jesus' name, amen. In my Father's house are many mansions. I'm going to prepare a place for you. We envision this as heaven. Artists have worked for, have drawn beautiful pictures of it. And it's lovely. It's like so many rooms, such a big, spacious place. It's where the lion and the lamb lay down together, where all is at peace and rest. And it has many rooms. Many of us think it might be because there's room for the Baptists and room for the Episcopalians and the Presbyterians, because basically everybody thinks they're the only ones that get in. But irrespective of who's in what rooms and who's in what dwelling places, our destination is sure and good. We know that God has an eternal home for us. That we know. But as I worked with this text over the last 2 weeks, I really caught a bit of a different thing, another nuance to this whole discussion. And it has to do with Jesus' conversation with Thomas. Thomas says, we don't know where you're going, so how are we supposed to know the way? How are we supposed to do that? And Jesus says, instead of saying, well, I'm going to my Father again, instead of repeating himself, he goes directly to, I am the way and the truth and the life. It almost seems like Jesus is kind of saying, the destination, the final destination may be important and wonderful, but the road to get there is even more important. Jesus is saying, you know, I think we've taken this to mean that Jesus is our talisman to get us into heaven, but I think Jesus is also saying, I am the route, I am the journey. That word, I am the way, is not just a single road. It talks about journey, it talks about pathway. The early church called themselves the people of the way. And in many places in the Middle East today, instead of a cross as a sign of being a Christian, they will have a necklace or a thing that has a little sandal on it. The early church was known as the people of the way because they understood that how they lived their faith was more important than the goal. They sought to live just as Jesus lived and to walk the walk that Jesus walked. The way of Jesus. On the Jesus way, there is no self-seeking. There's no self-importance, but there is a life of service and self-offering. There is no clutching or grasping on the Jesus way, but instead there is generosity and hospitality. There is no building up of wealth and power, but there is fellowship with the least of these. There's no cozying up to power, but there is truth-telling and calling out of injustice, duplicity, and hypocrisy, especially of the religious sort. Life along the Jesus way is filled with surprises, joys, and miracles. As we walk the Jesus way, as we live our lives the way he lived his, the way he calls us to follow him, if we look in the rearview mirror, we're going to see that there's healing, renewal, new life, and birth of new community. People have their dignity restored and their sins forgiven. That's what happens along the way. Jesus says we're going to do things that are even greater than he did if we walk in his way, if we continue his ministry. The Jesus way is joyful, but it's not always easy. It can be exhausting, frustrating, lonely, and even dangerous. Jesus needed refreshment along his way, didn't he? Scripture tells us that very often he would go away to pray by himself, or he and the disciples would take a little break to get some refreshment and some R&R. Jesus knows that, like him, we need some help along the way. It's interesting that in this scripture, the word that we translate dwelling place, yes, can mean a house, but it's more, the normal meaning of that in that time was a temporary resting place or a way station where a traveler could be refreshed during a journey. It had to do with caravans. When you were traveling in a caravan or with a company of people, somebody would go ahead and prepare the way and make sure that your room was ready, that there was food and water, and that there was a place for you. And that's deeply embedded in the language here, that Jesus says, I'm going to prepare a place for you, not just for the end of all time, but I'm going to prepare some respite places for you. Jesus is sort of our advance man, if you will, preparing the path and also preparing places for us to rest. Not just at the end of time, but for all the time along the way up until then. And isn't it true? The more we try to act like Jesus and live in his way and bless the world on his behalf, the kingdom of God is in our rearview mirror as well as ahead of us. But we get tired of traveling the road because sometimes the road is long and many curves and steep hills. But Jesus says, I'm going ahead of you to prepare a place of rest, to prepare a place of refreshment. And I'm going to come back and be with you. I'm going to come meet up with you again on the road. Suzanne Guthrie, who's an Episcopal priest and a writer, has reflected on this, and I love what she says here. She says, Christ prepares a place, but just as I get there, he disappears, just as he did at Emmaus. For he is going to prepare the next place for me. For in the house of the Holy One, there are many mansions, dwelling places, resting places, and rooms. Teresa of Avila said, let us now imagine that this castle contains many mansions, some above, others below, others at each side, and in the center and midst of them all is the chiefest mansion where the most secret things pass between God and the soul. Each sphere of consciousness draws me forward toward the next sphere. Jesus keeps going ahead of us to prepare a place. We follow, and he provides refreshment. It is sure and certain that our final resting place is with God. There are many rooms, but it is also true that there are many places of refreshment along the way to strengthen us in our journey. In our own brief statement of faith, we talk about this a little bit in these ways. In life and in death, we belong to God. Through the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit, we trust in the one triune God, the Holy One of Israel, whom alone we worship and serve. We trust in Jesus Christ, fully human, fully God. Jesus proclaimed the reign of God, preaching good news to the poor and release to the captives, teaching by word and deed, and blessing the children, healing the sick and binding up the brokenhearted, eating with outcasts, forgiving sinners, and calling all to repent and believe the gospel. Unjustly condemned for blasphemy and sedition, Jesus was crucified, suffering the depths of human pain and giving his life for the sins of the world. God raised this Jesus from the dead, vindicating his sinless life, breaking the power of sin and evil, delivering us from death to life eternal. Brothers and sisters, you and I are called to walk along that same route, preaching good news to the poor, healing the sick, releasing captives, speaking truth to power. And many a time we will find ourselves unjustly condemned, bearing the pains of the world. But God does not call us to a road that ends in a dead end. There is life on this road. There is truth on this road. Our confession concludes, as the church, in a broken and fearful world, the Spirit gives us courage to pray without ceasing, to witness among all peoples to God as Lord and Savior, to unmask idolatries in church and culture, to hear the voices of peoples long silenced, and to work with others for justice, freedom, and peace. In gratitude to God, empowered by the Spirit, we strive to serve Christ in our daily tasks and to live holy and joyful lives, even as we watch for God's new heaven and new earth, praying, Come, Lord Jesus. With believers in every time and place, we rejoice that nothing in life or in death, can separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus our Lord. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. Amen. Let us join our voices in hymn number 182. Friends, let us say what we believe using the words in your bulletin. I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Ghost, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sitteth on the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the quick and the dead. I believe in the Holy Ghost, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Please be seated. Let us now give generously to the cause of Christ in this place. Please be seated. As we come to our time of prayer, are there particular things you wish to have included this morning, any joys or concerns? Let us pray. Almighty God, we give you praise for the gift of salvation and for the assurance of your presence with us all along the way. For the wonder of creation, we adore you. We thank you for those who work to serve us on a daily basis, for teachers and baristas, for judges, for police, for politicians and firemen. We thank you for their ministry to us, and we ask that you give them blessings for living as a servant that they do. We thank you for our friends and family, especially for the family of faith. On this Mother's Day, we thank you for those who have mothered us, for those for whom this day brings joy and sweet memories. We rejoice with them. With those for whom this day brings pain or grief, we mourn. For those in our circle who are sick in body, in mind, or in spirit, we ask your healing hand. We ask for those who attend them to be strengthened in service. For those who are in harm's way, O Lord, we ask your protection and a deep sense of peace. For our leaders and our rulers of churches, communities, and nations, we pray for wisdom, for clear-headedness, and we pray, O Lord, that you would work in and through all things to bring good as only you can do. Lord, we pray for your church in this place, and your church around the world. We thank you especially, O God, for the journey that you have brought Dalton First Presbyterian Church along. Your hand has truly been here. Continue to bless this congregation, bless its leaders, bless its ministry, and bless those that you are preparing to be found along the way. Lord, we thank you for the churches and leadership of Cherokee Presbytery. We ask that you be with Nikki Collins McMillan and with Robert Smalley as they provide leadership to the many teams and committees that facilitate ministry and support ministry throughout Northwest Georgia. We ask for our neighboring congregations of all denominations, that you strengthen their witness, that you use their efforts for good and for your glory. We ask for your church around the world, O God, that we would be witnesses to the way and the truth and the life in Jesus Christ. We ask that you protect churches who are in places of danger. Protect their witness, give them strength and courage. Lord, there are many things on our hearts that we don't know the words to say, but we know that your Spirit intercedes for us when we cannot find the words. And so listen now to the Spirit speaking our hearts to you. Oh Lord, we bring all these things in the strong and certain name of our Lord Jesus Christ, who taught us to pray as we now pray together. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth. Let's stand and sing hymn number 724. Brothers and sisters, people of the way, step out on the road of faith in confidence and strength. The going may get difficult, and we might find ourselves in doubt or harm's way, but remember the words of Jesus. I'll meet you down the road a way. Keep the faith and carry on. And now receive the benediction. On your heads and your houses, the blessing of God. In your coming and going, the peace of God. In your life and believing, the love of God. At your end and new beginning, the arms of God to welcome you and bring you home. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.